Hello. Welcome to His Glory. This is Debbie. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope you're having a wonderful day today and you have joy with the Lord. Okay, guys, I wanted to just, talk today about faith. And I probably have mentioned this before. I probably have talked about this before. But God has really been just speaking to me in the last couple of weeks. Heck, I would say in the last month, just about how important it is to have faith in God and really seeking God's face in everything that we do, everything that we're going through. It all boils down to faith in the Lord. Will He do it? Is He going to pull you through it? Is He going to show up? All of these things that happen in our life all boils down to faith and what that means for each and every one of us, and that walk and that journey in one thing, strengthening our faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And the one verse and chapter that God has really been showing me a lot in the last month is Mark 11:22. And it has just been such a blessing to me. God speaks to us in every single one of us. He speaks to us in a way that we each can understand. God is so amazing and so loving, and He has a sense of humor, and He will speak to you if you are open to receive in ways that only you will understand. I mean, every single one of us, we're all different. So whenever you hear someone say, God spoke to me in this way, I just think it's so amazing how he does that for each and every one of us, because He knows our personality. He knows what we're open to receive. And for me, sometimes I'll just ask God and I will open the Bible and my answer will be right there. And that's how just so direct that He will be with me. And one thing that He's been really laying on my heart is this chapter, and it's Mark 11:22, and I'm just going to read it. And it says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. And if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." I love this chapter because first and foremost, I'm just going to say, whatever you're desiring in your life, whatever that is, whatever the desires of your heart are, God tells us first to put God first. God has to be first. God says, if you put me first, then all of these things shall be added unto you. And that's the desires of your heart. We all have desires of our heart that God knows what those things are, right? And so a lot of times we struggle with, how do I get this, or how do I achieve this, God? And God wants us to put Him first. And in order to get those things, or in order to have those things in our life, God wants to sometimes go, we have to go through different seasons in our life to achieve this. And He may want to correct you. He may want to remove things from your life. He may want to bring something to your attention so He can help you have those things, because God is a loving God and He wants each and every one of us to have a prosperous life, a joyful life. He wants us to have peace. And, we're going to go through seasons where we feel so abandoned, or we feel so alone, or we feel so like we're being punished. But a lot of times God needs us to be in those seasons so He can prune us. I had a sister today tell me something that I've been hearing a lot about: you're a diamond. And I want to bless you, sister, because you are an amazing sister in Christ. And I've just seen you just grow so amazing. But she said to me today, and God has been putting that in my ear for the last few months, about a diamond and what a diamond is. We're all diamonds. And how do you become that diamond? By so much pressure that it takes to create a diamond. It's so much pressure and so much things that we have to go through to bring that out of us, right? And we have to go through these seasons where we feel so isolated or we feel so abandoned by God. But in all honesty, it's God pruning, it's God establishing, it's God really strengthening, and it's God pulling you closer to an intimate relationship with Him. And as a believer in Christ, and as I have on my experience on my journey, there's been seasons of different things that I've gone through on this journey with God. And there's been times where I've kind of varied off. I feel like off the course of my calling, and God brings me back in. And a lot of times when He's pruning you and He's stripping, as I like to say, and the pressure is put on, it may feel like you're alone, or you may feel like it's a horrible season to be in, but it's necessary. It's so necessary. And, you know, God sometimes will show you that you're going through patterns that maybe He wants to change, or He's, you know, speaking to your heart that maybe there's things about you that He needs to heal, or there, you know, there's things or perspective. Her and I were talking today about perspective as well, about changing the mindset of your belief system. Since you were a child, if you've had, you know, a rough childhood, or you know, anything that you've gone through that's caused trauma in your life, we develop these mindsets and these perspectives in life that God really wants to help you change. He wants to help you see life differently, maybe through the lens of Christ versus yourself. And you know, more than anything, it's just getting to that place and that heart posture where you see the world through the lens of Christ. You see people through the lens of the Lord, and you know, you have more grace, you have more forgiveness. But more importantly, I think in this chapter, God really wants us to have faith in Him, to really lean on Him in those times of not understanding, or any time that we may be feeling that, you know, we need that faith strengthening us. And God wants to look at your heart. He wants us to look within ourselves. Are we holding any resentment? Are we holding any bitterness? Are we holding anything against anyone that God really wants you to forgive? Okay. And so it's so important to God, because He tells us this often. Why does He want us to forgive? He wants us to forgive because if any kind of bitterness sets and makes root in you, that is a foothold for the enemy to come in and really rob you of peace and that joy and what really God is trying to do. It'll build that wall to where it will be really hard to get past and heal. So we don't want bitterness to get creeped in, okay? So whenever you start to feel like, you know, whatever it may be, and there's some forgiveness that you need to do, you know, really seek God in that. And, you know, God will help you through that, really help you heal whatever, you know, whatever's happened. So I really feel like, you know, faith is so important for us right now. I know so many people go through so much, and, you know, we all have are things that we have to, you know, work through. And I want you to be encouraged today that God is saying to you, if you just put Him first, if you just seek His face, if you just turn to Him and lay it at the feet of Jesus, lay everything that you're struggling with at the feet of Christ, because in that surrender and in that laying down what you don't, He doesn't want you to carry. He wants to carry your burdens. He wants to carry you. He just wants you to have faith in Him. And if you say to this mountain, whatever that mountain is in your life, whatever that you're struggling with, that is the mountain in your life, if you say to that mountain, be thou removed, and you believe within yourself, believe that when you pray, God said it, you shall have that. He said, you shall have whatsoever you sayeth, okay? Believe. He wants you to believe. He wants you to have faith, and He wants you to forgive. And just turn your face to Him. So I just wanted to share this, because I felt today God really, faith, really pushing that and for me to speak about it. Because not only am I saying this to you, but I'm saying this to myself as well. And just, you know, really strengthening the faith and really strengthening will to line with God's will, for His will to be in our lives. So we can align our life to be for God's will. And I think more than anything, if you just release it to the Lord, He will do the rest. And sometimes it takes releasing, and then that's when He can step in. I hope this blesses you. I hope you're blessed today. And I just pray God's blessings over you and to strengthen you in your walk, in your journey, and He's got you. All right, guys, I hope you take care. I hope you're blessed. See you soon. Bye.